Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go for launch.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show, T-Miller, have the latest. And the latest is, as you can hear, and you might want to make your way on out here, The Drive is on the road on a football Friday, and we are live here at Raven.
It's Raven, a good day, y'all. It's a good day.
Raven's Tower.
Good Friday.
As you can hear, Clint, that was just, I think, a water, guys.
It's a Sprite.
Sprite, okay. Not the hard stuff yet.
Not yet.
He did start with one. Maybe in the 5 o'clock hour, Old Dirty will jump on another. But it's been a good time. You can come on in here and jump on drinks. They've got anything you need. Beer. They've got frozen drinks, an array of them. That Purple Haze, a little whiskey, is strong too. Beer Towers. They've got everything you need. And a delicious food truck. I just had the steak, solid, strong. And you heard Clint with that brisket and that boudin. That is one of the largest links I have ever seen. But the food was great. I've talked to a lot of people who've enjoyed everything that they've had here. And you can come on out and enjoy yourself here again. Again, we're at Raven Tower out here, 310 North Street here in Houston, right next to the White Oak Music Hall, the music outdoor venue that you can come right next door to it, not attached, but right next door to it. You can enjoy yourself and have a good time out here. By the way, we still have a pair of future Texans tickets to hook somebody up with. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. Those tickets, obviously, are courtesy of our Houston Ford dealers. All right, let's look at the injury report. We told you about Dalton Schultz, who hadn't practiced all week. He returned to practice. If you're just getting in your car, he is listed as questionable. I think the belief is that he'll go. He was a full participant today. Denico Autry, who had missed practice on Wednesday, he was limited again, but he is now listed as questionable. Dylan Horton also crossed that D-line. He was a full participant after not practicing Wednesday and being limited. He is questionable as well. And Jakob Johnson, who returned, he's been full the last 2 days. He is questionable. I think the bigger news here is coming, Clint, from the Denver Broncos. We know, or at least now it is official, we had the feeling that Patrick Surtain would be out of this game with that pec issue. So he is officially listed as out. But the other one we were looking at, Clint, was Marvin Mims Jr. Texas kid, went to Oklahoma, but has been a big play threat for them. Maybe their number one big play threat over the last couple of years that they use in the kicking game. They use at receiver. They use in the backfield. They do a lot of different things to get him the ball. He is now listed as out in this game with a concussion. He is out in this game. So they will be without, arguably, Clint, their biggest big play weapon and threat. that they like to use. Now, they have others, but he is a guy that it seems like multiple times a game they try to get him down the field, pop one, reverse something in a big play, and that option is gone for the Broncos.
Yeah, look, Marvin Mims is a guy that, with this offense, is a unique weapon for Sean Payton, and Sean Payton likes to have those unique weapons. And you talk about – you hear D'Amico Ryans earlier in the week talking about how these guys – what's different about Sean Payton is Sean Payton throws such a wide variety of offensive football at you in one game. And what makes that possible is a guy like Marvin Mims, who obviously is a good receiver, but he can also – you can hand it to him. You can line him up in the backfield. You can, as you mentioned, you can jet sweep it. The screen game he's live in. He's got speed to get over the top. He is tremendous in sense of tracking the football on the deep stuff, and the speed is there. And so when it comes to being able to throw so much at a defense, I think Marvin Mims was a big key to that. Now, I'd be shocked if Sean Payton doesn't have a slightly lesser player that's in a backup role that we see, but no doubt about it, man. Not seeing – you can argue that – I mean, outside of the quarterback, obviously, but you can argue that the two best players on both sides of the football are out of this game. And nobody – look, I'm obviously Courtland Sutton, Evan Engram. You know, there's –
they got some offensive linemen.
They got some dudes that are special. But when it comes to kind of being unique to what they do and allowing them to do more, I mean, you can argue that Marvin Mims is just as important offensively as Patrick Surtain is on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah. So that is a big development in this game. We knew Surtain was out, but Marvin Mims was not able to get cleared for that concussion protocol. So he is out of this game. So that is big news in this game and something that – will help the Texans and their defense not have to deal with that big play threat, because he is a guy that, even though he's not one of their great players, he's a guy when he's on the field, Clint, you gotta kind of pay attention. He's somebody you look up and say, what's going on there, and you put eyes towards. So that is the latest there on the injury report as they get prepared to play on Sunday at NRG.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Texans have a three-game home stretch here right now. They play the Niners. They'll play the Broncos Sunday, and then they play the Jags in a return game, and not just a division game, Clint, but now, especially if they're able to get a W, this will be a big game in terms of playoff seeding. As the Jags are 4-3, and you're 3-4 currently, but Travis Hunter, their number one pick in the draft, he is heading to the IR. After he had an injury in practice. So he is going to miss at least four games. So he will not only miss this week, but obviously he will miss next week when the Texans have to play him. Jags wide receiver / cornerback Travis Hunter will be placed on IR after suffering a non-contact right injury. Those are always the scary ones, Clint, during Thursday's practice. But the team is still trying to determine the extent of the injury. He will miss at least four games, but it could be more depending on what further test reveals. Initial testing revealed that Hunter's ACL is intact, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, and Hunter will go through additional testing to determine the extent of the injury and how long he will be sidelined. No answers are expected before next week. So the Texans do avoid playing him, but I know he was always somebody this year with what he's doing, playing both sides, both ways, was an interesting watch. I think good for the Texans next week, but kind of tough overall that we don't get to see him come into town.
Yeah, look, yeah, I hate to see it, but you know, but when it comes to the Texans and the fact that we play him within that four game window, I'm here for it. It's the thing about him and what. You know, we know about him at this point. I don't know if he's a better receiver, a better corner. I don't study Jacksonville enough to know what the hell's going on. But I know when I watch a Jacksonville game, it just seems like the kid always makes a big play. And so that's the fear with them is you know, Trevor will throw it up to him, and he's just a big play guy.
And he's a threat.
Constant threat.
And
constant
maybe the best
threat.
Athlete on the field when he's out there.
Yeah. So, I mean, knowing that we play him in 2 weeks, that's going to be a big loss for Jacksonville for sure.
It's interesting. I don't think Clint, he is quite hit the way that I'm sure they were hoping to.
Yeah, I agree.
I just think they probably don't know exactly how to use him. It does feel like, Clint, that he potentially is going to have to pick one side. Like, it feels like it may be leaning towards that. Maybe, and maybe it doesn't mean he's completely out on it on the other side, but it does feel like he is going to have to pick one side that he predominantly plays, and then maybe you look at it and he does some other things in certain situations.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was unorthodox from jump the way that they, you know, to me that's a cornerback that has a small package on the offensive side of the ball. You know, it's going to take time for him to become an elite route runner. You know that it's going to take time for him to learn the offense, and you know it's going to take time for him to gain chemistry with the quarterback. But one thing you know you can do is put him at corner. He can play corner in his sleep. And then you've got a package of knowing, hey, we're getting this coverage or we're trying to get this particular coverage. We're going to throw it deep. We're going to let him just use his playmaking ability instead of letting him try to or forcing him in a situation where he's got to try to learn an offense. And so I've always thought that it was interesting the way that they – that people thought, oh, he's gonna play offense and then have a package on defense and yada yada yada. That was wild to me. So it wouldn't shock me at all if he didn't become either one sided or predominantly defense, and we're just gonna have a little small package for you to be an athlete on offense.
Yeah. All right. So that is the latest there. The Texans will miss Travis Hunter as he goes with the IR and has to miss at least four games with the Jags. They're sitting there 4-3, right in the race as well.
Clock fire.
All right, game six tonight, and the Dodgers could be eliminated tonight. And that I know makes a lot of people here in Houston happy and smile with the thoughts of, please don't let them bastards win this thing again. Don't let them go back-to-back. We'll never hear the end of their crying. And they've got a chance to go with this. Some news here coming out of this. George Springer, I know a lot of people are thinking about, he got injured in a swing a couple of games ago and has missed the last two. He is back in the lineup today for the Blue Jays. So he is, once thought it was a little bit more serious. I ain't going to lie to you, the way it looked, I thought, well, that looks like an oblique. That looks like a couple of, that looks like weeks. And his manager would never, ever rule him out. Even would say, yeah, he could come off the bench, things like that. And I just thought this was gamesmanship. But apparently not. He is really going to get back in the lineup today. Mookie Betts, who has been struggling, he's been struggling probably as much as he has in his career. They drop him again in the lineup. He was batting behind Ohtani. He hit third in game five. Now they drop him to the cleanup spot in game four. So those are some news and notes there. Yamamoto, he gets the ball for the Dodgers against Kevin Gausman, and he's been really, really good. He had a complete game, one run complete game, 105 pitches in game two of this series to get a win. And so we'll see what happens tonight. But the Dodgers got a chance to go down. And I am intrigued to see, all right, let's see, what does Shohei do? Because really, Clint, outside of that game where he got on base nine times and he went 4-for-4, I don't want to poo-poo that, he's really not been good. He struck out with his helmet falling off. He struck out multiple times. I do want to see if he rises to the occasion with their season on the line. But it feels like the Blue Jays have been the better team. It feels like it is Vlad and that group's time. And I don't know if they take care of him tonight, but I think even if it goes seven, I like the Blue Jays to win one of these two games left.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No, look, I like Vlad. He's fun to watch. I like George Springer, obviously, but it's just hard for me to go outside the States, baby. It's hard for me to root against a team right here in America, man. So I'm gonna hope them Dodgers can pull it on
did
through.
Did you get a Dodgers hat or?
No. I'm no fool. I'm not a Dodgers fan. I would just like to see the team that's located here in the United States get that dub.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. We'll see who you got tonight, Tyler. You got the Blue Jays finishing them off.
I mean, that's what I hope for, but I'm not going to be watching it or care. So
I'm not going to be watching.
Man, Tyler is staying with this. He is leaning in and staying with this. I am not watching this. I refuse to watch this. Well, you can. Even if you have YouTube TV, you got those channels. You can watch the World Series coming up tonight, Game 6, as we continue rolling through.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, last night, Clint, it looked like the Ravens were back. They win last night 28-6.